day in the morning, right?
Well, the thing is, we can't guarantee you're going to answer the phone, right? So that's why we can't pick you up and take you to the client's house and drop you off there and make sure you do the work. So that's why they can't guarantee it, but we can ensure your placement. And and I have David here to apply that rate. Hi, David, are you with us now?
I sure am, Sarah. I appreciate it. I'll go ahead and take it from here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Jacob?
Yeah.
Hey, Jacob, how are you doing today?
I'm living it up. It's nice and rainy. You know, good times.
No, there you go. Yeah, I hear you. We're vertical, right? Another day in paradise. All right. So I got you listed at 45239. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and get that listing pulled up for you. I'll get to some of the details and the pricing there in the area. All right. We got professional home maintenance, Ohio. Now, Jacob, you don't mind me asking, how are your clients currently finding you right now? Like, what's your main generation for lead?
I've been using Craigslist. I've been using Facebook. I got a Facebook page. Word of mouth.
Okay.
Signed up for Angie's List, but a lot of the stuff's out of the service area. It's like 3 hours away for like $50, and not even worth it. So,
wow. Are you getting charged for those leads?
Yeah, it's kind of expensive. Angie's List kind of sucks. It's like it's kind of like Craigslist. You get the bottom of the barrel people that want to, you draw a whole house for like $100. So.
Yeah, I hear you.
It seems bottom of the barrel these days.
Yeah, so here's what I can do for you, right? Now, Google has a couple of programs. Now, the one that we called about today is going to be the first page placement that's available in your area, right? However, I did do a scan on your business, and your business is showing it's pre-qualified for a service called Google Verified. Okay, so we'll touch base on both programs. Give me about 5 minutes, you know, not too long, right? But I'll let you know how they both work and the differences, right? There is some very big differences. Okay, so first and foremost, with that first page placement, you'll have up to 50 miles. That's 50, where you'll have that placement, okay? Now, you're not charged per call or per job. It's a flat rate. What I can do for you with the new in business rate, normally it's $599 a month. What I can do for you is we can get it down to only $249. Okay. At that $249, it's going to cover you for the entire 50 miles. We'll also cover your social media hosting, which is Facebook. You'll get about 200 to 250 ads that we'll put together for you every month. Right. We'll use retargeted technology as well as just marketing towards your peak service hours and your services. Right. We'll make sure you have an active Yelp listing that's up to date. We'll also get you first page placement on Bing as well as Apple Maps, and you'll be activated for Siri and Alexa, your top voice searches, right? So we'll literally cover all the bases. Voice searches, desktops, mobiles, your top three searches, okay? Now, on that one, let's see. I don't see a website for you, but no worries. The new business rate, it comes with a website as well. So we'll buy the domain, we'll build the site. That'll be up and running within the first 7 to 14 days. As well as your social media. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, as far as the directory submissions, those go up within the first 5 to 7 days. That's your Apple Maps, that's Bing, and that's Yelp. Okay? So you get an email and you know they're live. If you do search, you'll find yourself there. All right. Now, when it comes down to the Google My Business profile, first thing we're going to do is get you verified. Right? So as soon as you secure your listing, you'll get 3 automatic messages. One of them is going to give you the information that we're needing for the profile, right? So it'll say things like, you got a business card, we'll most likely do the video verification. We'll send you the link. You'll take a small video, your truck, tools.
Yeah, I already did all that, but I got snagged up because I need to have a commercial building. I run it out of my house. I said I needed a commercial building to be on Google Business, so that's probably not going to work.
No, well, here's the thing, Jacob, and I understand it can get a little confusing and difficult, right, whenever you're trying to get your business verified for the first time. Now, what we do here is we use a feature called masking, right? So you can definitely get verified from your residential address. However, the public will never see that actual address, right? What they'll see is a geofenced area that we trim out on the map for you. It's highlighted on the inside as your service area. Those are all the areas where you'll show on first page. In the middle, they'll see a red ping. But if they go click on the ping, they'll never actually see the address, right? So we do that for our clients, small and medium-sized businesses that are operating from home. I mean, mostly it's general contractors, roofers, things like that, right? I mean, they're not bringing you a house to work on, right? You got to go to them. So most of those small to medium-sized businesses work at home.
Yeah,
so I mean, basically, you know, if you're wanting to get started, the first things that we're going to work on is like the hours that you want to be receiving phone calls from Google. Then we'll go through your service area. If you're willing to cover the whole 50 miles and go in any direction, right? Kind of trim those out. Start putting together the profile. Sound good?
See, that's $250 a month. When is how long is that too? Is that for like?
Oh, it's $249, right? Well, it just depends on how you like to pay, right? So basically, you can go quarterly. Say you want to do 3 months at a time, you will receive a discount, right? And then if you get 6 months, get a steeper discount. And a whole year, I believe it comes out to like $208 a month, right? So basically, it just depends on how you like to pay, right? If you like to go month to month, what you'll see on your billing cycle is 249.00. There's no hidden fees, taxes, or extra charges, right? Basically, you're going to cherry pick the services for what you feel fits your business.
Okay.
All right. What time do you want to receive? Go ahead.
Can you send me an email with all this in it?
For sure. I can send it over to you right now. What's a good email address for you?
So, VOJAKG.
That's V as in Victor? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
VOJA. Okay.
KD34.
KD.
At gmail.com.
Let's see.
And can you put your number on it? And then I'm gonna review it and I'll give you a call back.
Sure. So what you're going to see is down on bottom, you'll see our 877 number as well as my extension, right? The extension will bring you right into my office. That way you can kind of skip the mapping coordinators there. Yeah, do you have any questions right now on the program?
Does that come with like AI agents or anything like that?
So it does come with the in-phone directory. That's your call tracking, right? So whenever clients call you, what they're going to hear is you've now reached, you know, professional home maintenance. Press 1 for a new customer, press 2 for existing, things like that, right? Now when it comes to AI optimization, we do have that as well, right? Now I just sent you the email on this regular program, right? So for a second, we're going to shelf this one, right? And now we're going to jump into the Google Verify program because that's where you're going to have the AI optimization as well as AI assistance, okay? So the beauty of that program itself is, Jacob, as soon as you get verified, your business goes to the top of every page in any area you want to be listed in across your entire state, okay? You become a top recommended company because you're taking the process of doing extra verifications. So I'll even go through and tell you some of the businesses in the area that have already gone through those verifications and how much business they've had lately, right? But when it comes to the business itself, Google's going to partner with you. They're going to send you pre-qualified exclusive leads. Now, this lead is not shared with anybody else, okay? When clients are shopping in Google Verified, they understand one thing. They're going to be paired with one business, and then they're going to get routed to you in the form of a phone call, which means the client's calling you directly, okay? Is that kind of making sense?
Yeah.
Now, when the client calls you, you're not charged for that call yet, right? It is a pay-per-lead program, however. Just because you receive the call doesn't mean you're charged for it. Now, once you receive that call, AI is going to start analyzing. Three things have to happen. First of all, you have to be speaking with a client that's able to make decisions, right? Second, they have to be inside the service area and asking for a service you provide. Third, you have to successfully be able to gain an appointment with that client. Now, Google can put you in front of a client that's an exclusive lead that you were only paired with, that would be a qualified lead at that point, right? Now, say somebody calls you and...
What do you charge per lead?
Okay. Yeah, so I'll get right into that one, right? So I'll get you that cost per lead there. Let's see. Now, when it comes down to the number one service you like to provide, right? I know we talked a lot about drywalling. I mean, is that pretty much your bread and butter right there, the drywall?
At this point, I'm just doing like pressure washing, gutter cleaning, window washing, and janitorial work pretty much at this point. But I got a drywall. I got drywall guys, painters. But I haven't made it that far out yet. So I'm just doing like home exterior cleaning at this point. Like cleaning.
Okay. So here's the deal. We do have we have the pressure washing category, right? It also comes with window cleaning, glass and mirror cleaning, gutter cleaning, power pressure washing, rooftop and skylight, right? So that's like concrete, you know, parking lots, residential and commercial type deals, right? Now, when it comes to like drywalling, we can definitely bring you jobs for drywalling as well, but that would be in the carpenter category. Okay. Now, inside of that category, you could get things like cabinetry, decking, drywalling, fencing, general installations, repairs and maintenance, remodeling, shelving and storage, right? Mm-hmm. So you kind of dabble in a few different verticals there, right? So whether you want to go do multiples for different types of jobs or you want to just focus in on one is what we'll be able to do, right? So I guess first we can kind of explore, you want to do the home cleaning or the pressure washing, or you want to do the drywall first?
Probably the pressure washing first.
Okay, yeah, pressure washing is a good one. Okay, so 1 second, I'll get that pulled up. Now, as far as radius, I mean, you are willing to cover the 50 miles, right?
Yeah, at this point, I cover Indiana, like Dearborn County, and then Florence, Kentucky area, and like all of Hamilton County at this point.
Okay, great, yeah. That's good. So then Google Verify is definitely going to be programmed for you, so that way you go right to the top. So here's how it works. The leads are coming in at $24 for a qualified lead, okay? Now remember, until you accept that job, you when you get the phone call, you can either accept or deny the job, right? You can say, hey, I'm sorry, we don't do that service, or right now we're not able to fill those. Those are not qualified leads. They would not be charged to your budget, right? If we do put you in front of that qualified client, they deduct your budget at $24. So now the budget, what that means is Google just doesn't send you a bunch of stuff and then you get billed at the end of the month. So the way it works is you'll set a budget for your business for a set number of leads that you feel fits, right? Now the minimum they'll ask for is at least 13 leads. So at $24, that puts your budget at only $312 for 13 pre-qualified exclusive leads from the very top page of Google, right? Now there is an insurance requirement for this program of at least 100K in general liability. Do you currently carry that one?
I got a million right now.
Fantastic. Okay. So then what you'd be looking at is they'll do a background check. It's either going to be a company Evident or Pinkerton. You ever seen an old cowboy movie? You heard of Pinkerton, right? They're going to be looking for no felonies in the past 7 years. As long as it's not a problem, okay, you'll supply either a driver's license, state ID, or a United States passport. Once that vetting process comes back as secured and passed, at that point, you can activate your budget, okay? So what you'd be looking at to get started on this program, you'd have the $249, that'd be your monthly reoccurring rate, right? There's a one-time application fee for Google Verified. Now, that one's $250, okay?
Yeah.
Now, so what you'd be looking at today is it'd be $499 to get started, and then $249 a month after that. Once your verification comes back, it takes about 45 days from when you sign up, right, to get that verification back. Once it comes back, at that point, you can set that budget. You'll be placed at the very top of every page, and you can start drawing from your budget there, right? Now, keep in mind, when you're drawing from the budget, the only time that it's actually hit is when it's a Google Verified lead. It has to come from that unique tracking number in the Google Verified section. You're going to be listed for leads in all these other areas. So in the short term, you're going to be getting leads from your Facebook profile that we're going to be hosting for you, Siri, Alexa, Apple Maps, Bing, Yelp, right? So we're definitely generating business in that short term. And long term, about 45 days, you go straight to the top, and now you can start drawing from the budget. The rest of the year, you're never going to have to worry about work again.
Okay.
Cool. Now, I did send out the original email, so I don't know, were you able to receive that one?
You go look.
Well, what I'm going to do for you right now is I'm going to send you one more. I mean, pull that one up. You can click on some links there. Check out our company. We're A-plus Better Business Bureau rated. We handle all the small to medium-sized accounts for Google, okay? We're data service providers for Google and Meta. So we've been doing this since 2004. Based out of Orange County, California. We've been here, like I said, since 2004. Right across the street from Google One headquarters. Okay. So basically top 3% of companies that can actually do this service for you. I mean, if you're ready to get going, I can go ahead and email you over your Ideal Package is what it's called, and that's that Google Verified, get you those details and ask you any questions and start building that profile.
You're David, right?
That's right. My name is David. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the email about it.
Fantastic. Putting together one more for you right now. So right there, you can, like I said, click on some of those links and a little bit about us. Let me get this one here for you. Set right up. In all honesty, it's perfect timing because I'm in about 45 days, you're going to be hitting right into the peak season, right? So that's when you want to be at the top of that page and you're hitting the timeline just right here. Now, on this one, there's initially some setup fees. I went ahead and waived those for you for the new business discount as well. We kept that new business discount attached to the monthly rate, so you stay locked in there. You never have to worry about that going up on you as long as you're with the program here.
You able to send me a link to put my credit card information in?
Yeah, so I'll get you that right now. I just sent. Go ahead.
Nah, that's about it. I was just wondering if I get that link to it.
Was that for me?
Yeah. It's popped up.
Okay, so now as far as like a link for credit card information, what I would give you is your logins for your Google Business dashboard, right? Inside of that dashboard, that's where you're going to see your website. You're going to have access to it. If you're into coding, we use HTML language. You can definitely do any editing there, right? Now what you'll also see is all of your campaign information, basically your social media marketing is out, any leads that are coming in from there, same thing. It'll show you how well you're ranking in every area on Google, as well as where your searches are coming from, right? So it's an active CRM for you. And every week, it'll show you, you have 9 leads. You can click there. It'll show you all the phone numbers. You can even play them back, right? Now, in there, you can update things like billing info and change in and out. You'll see all your keywords and phrases. I mean, basically, it's your day-to-day operation CRM. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, if you're ready, I can send that the logins to you now. I have them here. Now you can download this app from any Play Store, whether it's Apple or Android, right? You can also just log into it from the web. I'll send you one of the YouTube links as well, and that shows you a little walkthrough of the video, right? That walkthrough will kind of, it's a minute and a half, but it shows you how to use the dashboard itself. Now, before you put in any type of, you know, card information or anything like that, what I do is I walk you through a voice verification. With this one, basically I outline the program with you. I break it down and explain it to you. If there's anything you don't understand, you let me know. Hey, Dave, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it. Just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before we get any type of billing info. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and get started here for you. Now, give me 1 second, Jacob. All right, here we go. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Professional Home Maintenance, Ohio.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Jacob Vonderheide. This would be the CFO, I guess you call it.
Okay. So are you authorized to answer? Oh, okay. So are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yep.
Okay. So you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yep.
Okay, now, Jacob, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so please save our 877 number as Local Splash and your contacts. What I'm doing is I'm going to text that out to you right now, Jacob, as well as my extension right on the side. Okay, so that way, whenever you call, as long as it's between Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, I'm in office. Anytime outside of those hours, you can get a hold of us through the 877 number. That's 24/7 customer service. Or through your Local Splash, or through your Google Business Dashboard, right? Right when you log in, you'll notice a chat bot will come up, and that's a direct line to customer service, okay? So I just text this one out to you. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'll do is provide a security question on the account that you can ensure the call is coming from us and not another company. So you have three options: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Excuse me.
What was the three questions? City I was born in, and what else?
Your mother's maiden name and your first pet's name.
I guess my mother's maiden name.
Okay, what would that be?
The Miller, like the beer?
No. Yeah, Miller time.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include a business license, proof of insurance, or your Google Verified application. Now, any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification, we do kindly ask that the documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So your initial term and account setup would be charged today on March 5th, 2026, the non-refundable amount, $499. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the fifth day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, Jacob, inside of 90 days, we do have a small early termination fee, so I want to go over that with you right now, okay, so that way you understand it. Now, after you make your first payment, the early termination fee would be $395 if you decide to leave within 90 days. After your second payment, your early termination fee goes down to $195. By the 90th day, there's nothing at all. Fair enough, right?
That makes sense.
Okay. So now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you would do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
The $499 is just the initial payment. It doesn't include any of the monthly payments, right?
Yeah, no, $499 is going to cover already your first month of service and your application fee for the Google Verified. So you're basically, that's going to cover everything. That's your website, your social media, your Apple Maps, Siri, Alexa. That's all unlimited clicks and calls. And the $250 is your application fee to get you into the Google Verified area to that very top section. So that way you can get those pre-qualified exclusive leads.
Okay.
Yeah, no, what you're getting right now, and I mean, going back into the AI optimization, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to put that one in there. So that way, whenever clients are searching using long terms and phrases, you're going to start populated in that AI area as well. I mean, if you've used Google lately, I'm sure you've seen it. There's an AI area section now, right? So
clients are using that.
Exactly. So say they go in there and they ask, like, hey, you know, who's the best, you know, window cleaner in my area, or who's the best pressure washer company in the area? Now AI is giving answers for the companies in that area. Well, we're doing optimization there as well. So you're covered.
Okay.
No, definitely. And if you go in and you actually ask the AI about Google Verified, it'll tell you it's the gold standard for the small to medium-sized businesses. You can't get anything better.
Because Google's everything these days.
Absolutely. And I mean, Google's the ecosystem that feeds the entire internet, right? So no matter what, when people go to like HomeAdvisor and Answers, all this, those two companies themselves are Google's biggest customers. They buy a percentage of all the keywords just so they can show up in the search terms and phrases, right? And they'll be at the bottom, but anybody clicks there, everybody's phone is registered. So now if they click there, they become a lead. They'll share it out to eight companies. They resell that same phone number 8 to 10 times in every, you know, zip code. And that's how they became so big. And it's good for them, but it hurts the businesses. So that's literally where Google Verified came from. I mean, changed the whole program for the business itself. The deal.
I mean,
now, first
home,
thing,
HomeAdvisor is awful. You got to go, you still pay the lead fee, but you got to compete with other contractors. You got the same lead and it's HomeAdvisor and Angie's List is awful.
For sure. And like I said, I mean, they, that's why they're some of Google's biggest customers, because that's where the leads are going to come from, right? The only thing that sucks is they resell them to everybody. And that's honestly why Google made this program. It used to be called Google Guaranteed. As of October of last year, they changed it to Google Verified, and they've updated the program a little bit, right? So since then, Angie's is, you know, HomeAdvisor, they've felt the difference, because if you do the search in the area, you'll see these companies that are actually listed, right? And it's all the top companies. So good deal. Now, first thing we need is the hours operation. We're going to start working on the profile right now so I can get the, what time are you going to be open during the week, say Monday through Friday?
The probably 7 to 8 p.m.
Okay, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, this is the time clients will be able to find you and give you calls. So think of it just like when you search for a restaurant near me. And say it closes at 10 and it's 9:30. It says, hey, they're closing in 30 minutes and they reopen, you know, Monday at 7 a.m. or whatever, right? So we're going to do, you said 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Maybe 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Just do 12 hours.
Yeah, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay.
More sounds better than 7 to 8 p.m. for some reason, you know.
Yeah, it just rolls right off the tongue, right? So so let's see here.
Yeah.
How are the weekends any different?
I work weekends. I mean,
Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Been working 7 days a week, 15-hour days up to last week, so.
Oh, nice. Well, I mean, it's good to be blessed with work, right? I mean, it's better than not having any work. I mean, that's what I always say. If I got nothing to do, it would drive me up the wall. I'm not one of those guys that can just sit around.
Because being an adult is expensive. I just bought a house and everything's going up. You know, it's part of life. You got to work to have anything in life.
For sure, man.
Unless you want to live in the woods, but that's not fun for about a week.
Oh, yeah. Did you get any good hunting this year? I guess I said last year.
I've been in North Carolina since July because I've been doing disaster cleanups, like fires,
gotcha.
And hurricanes, and tornadoes. But I've just done traveling, so. I'm going to start.
Yeah, man, I know. Yeah, those eastern, northeastern say they got slammed this year with snow. I mean, it's been crazy.
Yeah, like in North Carolina, they got 1 inch of ice, and they don't have plows, and nobody can drive, literally, compared to, like, the Midwest. You get snow, and they got a bunch of plows, but, like, in the Carolinas, they didn't have any plows at all, so you're stuck in a hotel for two days, and it's like, what the heck?
Oh, man, yeah, I bet. That is a lot of sun. It's too cold. I grew up in Texas, so the cold wasn't really a big deal. Yeah, it wasn't too bad a deal for us, right? I mean, we had maybe once, you know, a month out of the year that we were, like, decently cold. Other than that, we're always all right.
I went down to Texas during, they had the great freeze a couple of years ago.
Oh, and yeah.
I saw snow from Ohio all the way down to Texas. It was crazy.
Wow. And you drove it all?
I went down to Austin. It was wild.
Yeah. And you drove through the snow the whole way? Or did you fly?
Yeah, it took me 30 hours.
Oh, yeah. And then in the snow, yeah, you got to be careful.
But, I mean, if you drive slow, responsibly, you don't wreck typically. But people that wreck are four-wheel drive people who think they can drive normal. That's not how it works.
Yeah, that's not how it works. Yeah. You know.
Superman,
now,
Superman, they got four-wheel drive, so it's crazy.
Well, people get in their car and they think the Superman four-wheel drive, and not, man. I want to say I seen a little, the car looked like a little egg. The dude was driving like he was in a Humvee, like an H1. I was like, oh, Lord, that guy's car is going to hit something. It looks like a piece of paper. You know what I mean?
You ever see those smart cars? People put Hayabusa motorcycle motors in it and they do wheelies?
I hadn't seen that. That's wild. Wow, a smart car with a Hayabusa motor.
They call it mini cat. They put a Hellcat motor in those too now. And that thing is, that's quite freaking crazy because you got to cut the whole firewall because the motor's huge. And people build crazy stuff. That doesn't seem like it'd be fun to take the dog. You know, you get one accident, the motor's next to you, you're screwed.
Oh, no doubt, man. I have a Suzuki Tixer 1000, right? So I know how that goes. I had to lay it down once because I got cut off by a Chevy S10. Go figure, right?
Just being in Cali, I was in Arizona for a while, and Phoenix drivers are crazy, and people on motorcycles, you can split lanes in Arizona, and it was freaking crazy. That's scary, driving a motorcycle in Phoenix, or even California. I was in Fresno for a little bit, and there's so much traffic.
Oh, yeah, but Fresno's where it's at if you're going to ride.
Yeah, I mean, the trees are pretty cool.
I mean, not in the middle. I mean, obviously, you don't want to be riding in traffic, right? But on the outskirts, I mean, it's a nice ride. But let's see here. All right, so what's your last name, Jacob?
V-O-N. D-E-R. D like Dan.
Yep.
E-R. H-E-I-D-E.
Vonderheide?
Yep.
All right. I had a football coach in high school. It was Coach Vonderheide. He was a hard coach, man. He was a great coach. He raised a lot of us, man. So good deal. Alrighty.
A lot of hard-headed coaches make men, you know. Good to play team sports
for sure.
As kids. You know, build the character and build a better team building.
That's what it's about. You know, hey, the world ain't going to be, you know, nice to you, right? So when you get a coach that loves you but he's tough on you, makes a difference for you. I can
imagine if the world was ran by homeschool kids, you know, you'd be screwed.
Yeah, they're all entitled.
You know, you don't have any life experience. That's why you go to high school to get life experience in the aspect of being people jacking around with each other. That's the real world, really.
Yeah, it's the real world, really. Yep, I agree there. Let's see. So, Jacob, what address are we going to use to get your business verified?
The 6918 PIN OAK. Cincinnati, Ohio. 45239.
And is that the same as the billing address?
Yeah, it's the same also as my LLC is connected to it as well, so I might need to change that, but
okay. No, what we're going to use there is you want to do the masking feature, right, where we go ahead and mask that address for you so nobody can find it online.
Yeah, like I said, I tried to verify it on Google, but I took a picture in front of the house and they go, I found a commercial property. I go, oh. I thought you could, like back in the day, you could make little balloons everywhere. But obviously that went away probably, 10 years ago?
Verified. Well, and we still can, right? And that's what you're going to see on your Google business profile. We're going to use a geofencing to trim out your actual service area, right? And then it'll be highlighted on the inside. So that's what all your clients are going to see is your service area. They'll see that balloon, that red one in the middle, but they're never going to see an actual address, right? But we are going to get you verified out of the 69189. And keep in mind, I mean, we get more businesses verified than anybody else in the country every day. So it's not a matter of if, just a matter of when, right? We're getting you started now, so definitely on the right track. Okay.
So can I
got you
my card over the phone, or can you want to do it online? How does that usually work?
No, I mean, if you're ready, I'm ready. I just finished setting up the profile for you. So are we going to go with Master, Visa, or Discover, Amex?
City, MasterCard.
Okay, when you want.
Is that where the recurring charge will come off the card as well? After I give it to you, you got to save it.
That's right.
Let me know.
Yeah, so it will come. Yeah, the recurring charge will be on this card if for any reason you want to update it. You can do that inside the dashboard. I already sent you your logins to your text message, right? So you're more than welcome to update it anytime. So I'm ready when you are.
I need to plug my phone in for the cook.
I gotcha. That always happens to mine because my 9-year-old, I got 3 boys, and my 9-year-old son, he's always getting that thing. He likes to play some little fighting game he has on there, right? So
the games are crazy now. It's just like a video game compared to back in the day how they used to be all blocky.
Oh yeah, man. Oh man. Video games now are wild. The whole VR thing, I mean, when I was young, that was like a dream. Like, man, imagine if we could like see it and walk around in it. Like, we would imagine those things. And now our kids are like, they're using them. But my boys, we hunt, they fish, they do baseball,
okay,
football. I mean, they ride with me. They got the little PW50s. You know what I mean? I don't know if you were ever a dirt bike guy, but they got the little PW50, just a little three-stroke with no clutch.
Two-strokes are crazy fast compared to, like, maybe that's why I get rid of two-stroke street bikes, but, like, the RD350s in the 70s, that thing was fast as hell.
Oh, bro, yeah. So a buddy of mine, Austin Pellet,
kind of went up in price, but.
Yeah, he's got one, and it's his dad's. No, he's got one, dude. Like right now, like I could, you know, I could head over there on my lunch and take it for a spin. Like we ride it down in the back. He lives out in the country, right? So there's a lot of open land out there, canals, lakes, and I jump on it and I take off on that. And absolutely, man, it's so jumpy, that throttle, but he's kept it clean over all these years. So good deal there.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
You ready for the card?
Yep, I'm ready.
It's a 54-24, 18-15, 63-64, 79-78. Need the expiration date?
Yep.
0429.
Okay. April 29. And CVV.
088.
Okay. I'll take down for you. Okay, so right now when this one goes through, you're going to get 3 automatic messages come through. The one I need you to click on first is the one that says initial invoice.
You emailing that?
Yeah, it should come right. You give it a minute.
Having 3 cell phones isn't fun. You don't know what's going on.
Oh, for sure. Hey, so if you got 3 of them, I'm going to need the best one that we're going to list here on the account, right, that you're going to want to receive. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to attach your call tracking number to it, right? And what that call tracking is going to do for you is probably the best part of the service. It's going to give you that in phone directory, but it's also going to track, like, basically where your calls are coming from. If it's coming from the social media post, if it's coming from Apple, and it's going to let you know where it's coming from. If they Google you 30 miles away, you're going to see where that.
The one you called me on is my BitBay. I bought that just for business. So I can give you a number if you need it.
Yeah, whichever phone number you're going to want to receive the phone calls on is the number I'm going to need you to get.
I just got a text message from you. Is that what you're talking about? The Google?
Yeah, those are the ones that we're talking about. So the number that we're talking on right now is the 4383. Is that the one you want to receive the business calls on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought this for business purposes. So.
Perfect. 513-835-4383.
Do I need to click on the invoice here to accept the subscription?
Yeah, you can click on initial invoice. Yeah, you'll see the terms and conditions right there. It's going to basically that we can call you, text you, and that you know you have a monthly reoccurring payment. It's actually the $249.
Technology is amazing what you can do these days.
For sure. The way we can get everything set up so quick. I mean, so I started in this business. Literally, we sold yellow pages, like for the phone book. I don't know how old you are, but the real phone book. It was the book that got dropped off on your front. Where are you at? How old are you, partner? There you go. So you're born in the 80s, mid-80s, mid to late 80s.
I saw the internet come as a fad, and people were like, you're not going to do anything with that.
Yeah, right. I remember the early 90s, like the first computer, the
yeah.
making noises,
take,
right?
Like 20 minutes and to it, see like one video or not video, but like a picture.
Yep,
or something.
For sure. The Lime Wires, the downloads, the music,
yeah.
Right? I went through all of that with you, partner. And then the craziest jump in technology for me was a 10-year span from the brick phone, like the Nokia with the little worm game, to like,
yeah.
It went to like the Razor, the BlackBerry, and then boom, we were on like video calls with each other. I was like, ain't no way. It
like,
literally happened
like,
in 10 years.
Like AI, and like, I've watched a couple videos on AI drywall robot. They're going to be the last to take away construction, but that's going to be like the new phone, you know? You're going to have a, like Siri was a jump off, I think, of that. Like, to let people accept it, like the Siri, how you can talk to it. But we're all going to have a robot do our laundry and cook our food.
Right, man, and that.
Which is amazing. Kind of amazing, kind of scary, but it's only scary if you, it's like the old guy with the internet. He wouldn't accept it, but now you got to stay on the loop. Like, I've been jacking with AI bots a little bit, but it's scary, but it's kind of, it's going to make us kind of like that movie WALL-E. You ever see it?
Yes, I see. Yeah, I got three boys, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, like in a mobile, you're just going to be in a car fat as dumb, getting universal basic income if you want it, which sounds good, but you're never going to be able to go up from there. And they're going to, I don't know, I'm kind of a matrix guy, so we could maybe get to that point, but it's all, it's, they don't have the infrastructure for AI yet. The data centers, I think, too much power.
So, oh, man. Yeah, they're taking a lot of power and water. But I'll tell you what, they're already putting the robots out for sale. Like the in-home robots, I saw one. It was like $20,000, and it was like $500 a month. And it was already going out.
Compared to having the guy take breaks and smoke cigarettes all day. You know, your robot keeps
breaks. That was the pitch. That was the pitch. That's crazy that you hit it right on, because that was literally the pitch. Like, yo, it's never going to take breaks. It's never going to, you know, make a mess. It's just going to go put himself away and charge it. And then whenever you need it, he just pops up, right? Like, wow. And
a lot of Venezuelan people and Americans don't want to do it, because before I was doing, like, we were demoing whole buildings, and we would have Venezuelan people come in, and they would work. They would work all day and never bitch. But if you get Americans, they're like, this is hard work. I'm like, you signed up for it. You know what the job was. You know,
yeah,
like,
for sure.
Nobody wants to do work that isn't fun and is dirty. But we all got called maybe during COVID. A lot of people got free money to sit around. So.
Oh, man, that's true. COVID was something else. Everything's changed since then. You know what
I
mean? I
mean,
but, yeah.
During COVID, I was working in 20 different cities doing COVID cleans. So I was, like, literally in it. And I never got it once.
Dang. Well, that's a good thing, right? I mean, blessed for sure. So let's see, Jake, for tomorrow for onboarding, I have a few slots open, right? So we'll jump back on the line tomorrow. I got 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 4:30, and 5. Which one works best for you?
I get to 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Okay, so let me put you down. This one's going to go right over.
It's
just a phone call. Even if you're on the road, it's okay. It's going to be myself, our onboarding agent, and you. Basically, it's going to be general knowledge of your business that they'll be going through there, and they'll be able to input everything for you. Now, keep in mind, we're your white glove service, Jacob. So if you need say you need a logo design for you, we're going to do that at no charge. You need some marketing done.
Oh, really?
We're going to do that at no extra charge. Oh, absolutely. We are literally your full digital marketing service. So if you don't have a logo yet, like for the website or anything like that, let me know. I'll have one already put together for you. So when the website goes live, we'll show it to you.
I did an AI logo, but it looks kind of jacked up, you know, because AI kind of makes mistakes. I got a Facebook business page, but the logo looks pretty jacked up. It looks like you made it with AI. So,
So you want us to create you a new logo so I can put it here?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay.
Because I still need to make business cards, and I'm going to make a couple signs for doors when I do work at people's houses, you know what I mean, like signs for the lawns.
Yeah. So. Okay, so I'll get you some digital business cards and a new logo, and that's it, no extra charge. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
And the digital business card, you know, we'll send it over, you know, via email. You're more than welcome to go print it out. Right.
Okay.
All right, so we're doing the new logo. We're getting some digital business cards. As far as any type of promotions that you're running or anything like that, all you got to do is let us know the details. That way, through your social media marketing, we'll put together the flyers for you, and then we'll go ahead and market it. Okay.
Cool.
All right, so right now I'm just going to send out here your onboarding invitation, and now it's going to go to the VOJAKD. email. So that one just went out for you. So then it looks like we're good to go for now. We can dismiss and then we'll reconvene tomorrow at 2 p.m. for that onboarding call. I mean, if you have any questions at all, you have my direct extension. You can either text me right back, right, from where I text you and it'll come right to my dashboard. Call me directly or even reply to one of my emails, right, and I'll be able to get right back to you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Right, you have any questions for me right now, Jake?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the time, partner, and then enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll jump back online tomorrow.
Sounds good. You have a good day. All right. See ya.
You too, partner. Talk to you soon.